words go? Where will you do with your body? Because he's one of those people that stuck his hand in his pocket and did this. Okay. Yeah. Good. Doesn't matter whether you want to or not. It's not a benevolent dictatorship. It's just a question of time. Everybody will be next, and next, and next, and next. Sometimes you'll go over again. Sometimes you'll do it twice in a row. It doesn't matter. It's just that if it comes to you, you just accept it and move on so that we get everything where we need to. Take a deep breath. Plant yourself. Feel yourself good. Take a deep breath. Go inside and say, I am super caring. Let the resources come up. Turn around. Plant yourself.
Hi, I'm Super Can Do.
Now, back corner, lock yourself. Back corner, lock yourself, and then say today.
Today.
We're going to learn not to lean too far forward.
We're going to learn.
It makes you look like a pervert. Hello, little girl. I'm glad you came here today. Plant yourself so that you feel that drop of gravity, so you keep your head back and go, hello, folks.
Hello, folks.
Today, we're going to talk about real estate.
Today, we're going to talk about real estate.
Real opportunities to have your estate grow in value. Unless you really find yourself to the idea that you always have to be poor.
Unless you would like to be poor.
Unless you'd rather 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 be poor.
Now, if you enjoy wealth.
If you enjoy wealth.
You have the opportunity to make discrete movements. Towards getting lots and lots of money. More money.
More pleasure.
More kindness in your life. And to yourself, and everything will be okay. Okay, let's take a little break here. I want you guys to work out this thing with the person sitting next to you about the videotape. Go outside, breathe some oxygen, move around a little bit. If you're one of the people who have gone, please try to sit further back, and those of you who haven't gone, please sit further up, even though it's against your chair rule. Because if you don't, I'll make a new chair rule, and you won't hypnotically like it. It's time to start spreading yourself out in new directions. And feel better. And it doesn't. They're putting razor blades in the apple, feeling clever. Life can be better than that. And it's our responsibility to tell the world that no matter what we do. We want it so that when they walk in there, think about it, you know, cats don't really care about the container the food's in. It's the only thing in the world they respond to is the sound of a can opener, right? You know, I mean, cats really, you know, it's like, you know, anything that will come up, and the more you pet it and make it feel good, the worse it digs in your leg, right? You know, I mean, this is an animal, right, that doesn't really require advertising. It's not going to, hey, master, do you see this commercial here? Right? Let's face it, it's for us. And why shouldn't we enjoy animals and pets, right? Why shouldn't they make it so it smells good for us when we open it? Because I won't buy dog food because it stinks, right? And, you know, now when I had big dogs, I did, right? But now that I have a little dog, you know, the luxury I get is I don't have to, like, get a 55-pound bag of stuff. I used to have to get, like, 4 of those a week, you know? And then I still had truck deliveries coming in, you know? But see, you know, I thought this time, I said, since I'm not using them as a tool, you know, I used to have guard dogs and stuff. Now I have guard humans, and they take care of themselves. It's really cool. They have security. We got people with TV cameras and stuff in our building watching everything, listening on the outside, walking around. And, you know, they keep the people out. And I used to have dogs that ran around the outside to do that. So now I can have a little dog that's friendly, and its shit is small, too. Right? Because, I mean, I used to go out, you have to go out with a shovel, you know, and a pickup truck, you know. I had 40 German Shepherds. That's a lot of dog shit, man. And we're talking big steamers, too. You know, we're not talking this little, you know, instead of something you pick up with a Kleenex, psh, and throw away. You know, and I know people go, you know, they go, in hotels, they go, they find out, they go, you have your dog in the hotel, because I will most of the time, unless I fly really far. And I figure, you know, $200 a night, you should be able to bring whatever you want in the hotel room. It's yours. And this rule's like, you know, no animals, no children, no this, no that. Hey, I got news for you. If I pay money for something, I'll bring whatever I want in there. And they'll tell me, they say, you can't bring your dog in there. What if it shits on the carpet? And I go, it'd be a lot better than if I shit on the carpet. There isn't anything up there that says, I can't shit on the carpet. You want me to leave the dog outside and shit on the carpet? And they know I would, just from the look in my eye. And they know I'll have fun doing it. In fact, I'll shit all up and down the hall, going, pee in the elevators. By the way, what room do you stay in? Might find a turd or two outside in the morning. These humans, think about it, you know. I mean, you know, a lot of humans are really filthy. Most animals are pretty clean. You know, I mean, it, you know, and yet they make a big deal out of it. I like this. I like this one. they think they can tell you in the hotel room, for example. They tell you in a hotel room, you pay all this money for a hotel room, and they get upset if you move the furniture. If they don't want you to move the furniture, they should nail it down. To begin with, sometimes they give me more than I want, in which case I push it out in the hall. There's no sign that says, do not push furniture out. What? They got it all over the hotel. If it's in their way, they push it in the hall, don't they? I mean, if you've walked out, there's chairs and stuff up and down the hall. Oh, we need this to be a meeting room. Whack, they'll move it right out. But if I need space, I make it. Right? But the one that gets me is when there's no window that will open. This I do not like. Right? Because most people will jump, I guess. They're afraid we're going to jump out of the window. So they make it so that you can't even open it. It cracks. No fresh air allowed. Won't go for it. Because I, you know, and I mean, I ask. I go, you know, could you get fresh air in the room? And they say, yeah. And I go in there, and there's no fresh air. Suddenly, somebody throws a rock through the window. Happens every time. I'll go down the outside, and go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, count right, though, by the way. Be very careful about these things, because then you get to go up, and you go, call, and you go, someone threw a rock through the window. And they go, oh, we can come up and put a new pane in. And I go, never mind. The fresh air feels good. I was in London in a hotel room. It was 114 degrees in the room. The sun is blaring down. This is during the Live Aid concert. They're hosing people down at Wimbledon thing. I'm in my room trying to watch this thing, and they've got the radiator on. And I call down, and I go, you got to turn this thing off. And they go, it takes 3 days. Only an Englishman would build a machine that takes 3 days to switch from cooling to heating. Because after all, what's the hurry? Oh, if it bothers you, just buck up. Not only that, they painted the window closed at least 400 times because, you know, these buildings have been there forever. And I was sitting there with my nose against the glass and I suddenly thought, this is ridiculous. I'm paying £329 a night for this room and I've been in saunas that were cooler, right? So I said, look, I want you to bring an engineer up here. I want him to bring me a hammer. Right, so the guy comes up and he hands me, he says, what's the hammer for, sir? And I went, I said, there's a broken window. And the guy looked at it and he goes, so there is, sir. Isn't that English? It's like, you know, not a flinch, nothing. And he goes, would you like me to clean up the glass, sir? And I said, sure. And he went, and he said, it's too bloody hot in here. And I said, can I keep the hammer? And he said, no, there are other people here who need broken windows. Now, it just goes to show you, even though the stupid guy down at the desk is an asshole, it doesn't mean that everybody's an asshole. Now, when you do go some places and you're teaching, don't let the one or two people that are real creeps, because they talk a lot, make you believe that inside other people they're assholes. Look, if he can stop, you know, believing that life on Benny's is all there is, right, let's drink a lot, get really wired, and have fun. Well, yeah, you have fun very quickly, right? All the people having to listen to you talk aren't having fun. But you need someone to listen when you're on 500 bennies, drinking coffee, and drinking up all night, dazed after dazed, very dazed. And of course he doesn't want to go back into that state, but you want to get the adrenaline thrill and come to your senses and be like her, soft and relaxed, and then it's going to feel better than it ever felt. You see, they got you to feel good or better than you ever felt before, maybe. Maybe not, but at least as good as you can remember. But there's better, and that's what people don't realize. They think that's the best high they're going to get. I mean, I had a client who shot with a hypodermic needle, speed, and PCP. As if one wasn't enough. Right? Now, and of course, you know, after being chased around in the desert by demons for 3 days, right, he had locked himself in a hotel room and was feeling somewhat paranoid. You know, the old peek out the window thing, right? And he walked around into the bathroom, turned, and there was a person there, and he freaked out and smacked him, but of course it was the mirror, right? Cut himself to shreds. He's in the hotel room, bleeding all over the place, and people are pounding on the door, going, boom, 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 is it all right in there? And he's going, get away, get away. Now, how do you deal with somebody like this? You get more paranoid than them. Go first. You don't pace them, man. Make them feel like they can help you. I went up and scratched the door. Help me. They're after me. Quick, quick, quick. Help me. My finger's under the door. He opened it up. Let me in. And I went, ran back and forth like this. And I went, quick. I know. Is there anybody behind the drapes? He ripped open the drapes. I said, quick. In the drawers. And he opened the drawers. And I said, under the bed. And he looked under the bed. And I said, under the matchbook. And he picked up the matchbook. And I said, do you really believe there's going to be a person under a matchbook? And he went. And I said, have you ever been high before? And he went. I said, did you come down then? And he went. And I said, you will come down this time. And he went, whew. And I said, now, put the match back on top of him. That's when they go like this and they go. Then they're already out of the state. Now, he thought he was going to build a good state, but he needed to really feel pleasure, and he'd never really felt it in his life. And I say to you, you may have think you have, but my guess is, because I keep finding out all the time, there are feelings so much better than the ones that I've ever had, because I'm starting to mix things in a much more sophisticated fashion. When we're teenagers, it's tequila, gin, and Jack Daniels, right? Then we drink a little beer, maybe get high, and drive too fast, right? Does change our state of consciousness. However, when you become an artist, you're always going to become more sophisticated as you get older. Every day you're dealing with your state of consciousness. This is the one where I want it to become crystal clear on the outside. I want you to feel the comfort, the excitement, because when we dive back into this, oh, somebody asked about the exercise. Yes, I want you to transcribe 10 to 20 minutes of a tape of an excellent communicator. And I want you to make columns with metamodel, Milton model, submodalities, chains, whatever you know about. Start to analyze and find out how did they do it, because you'll discover there are things that happen in a moment, in a phrase, and things that happen through time. In fact, I'm going to teach you how to build some very sophisticated ones so you can deliver multi-level communication. I decided I'm going to set my goals and hear a minimum of 11 messages simultaneously. Sounds like a lot, but you only have to do it one word at a time. You're only going to be doing one thing at a time, so it's not going to be hard at all. Once I show you how to do it, you do a couple deliberately, and your unconscious will embed it. It's the same thing as riding a bicycle, only there's nothing genetic about riding a bicycle, and speaking language there is. The tool inside you, the one that spoke from her when she was sitting up here, I said, turn and talk to them. Yeah, then it was just casual. Hey, how you doing? But that's where it needs to be, only you need to be in a state of exhilaration, where now you can become an artist. You can do what's being done, you know, in all kinds of realms. We have machines doing all this stuff, artists with clay and all this stuff, and race car drivers down to the thing. And with our own brains and our own communication, nobody's really taken it to the degree that we can now. We know how all this stuff works. We know about the motor cortex. All I've done is whip through and find out the simple stuff, the stuff that works. Isn't it amazing that what people try to do is either do part of what I do. They want to become an expert in one little thing of what I did. This blows my mind. Or they want to do it the way I did it 20 years ago. Like I learned to get stupid afterwards. Oh, no. Hey, I don't recognize this certificate. There are only 15 days. Oh, yeah, it's the number of days you do things that count. You know, because after all, you know, if you don't go to college for 4 years, you don't deserve a degree. Gee, I think if you know the information. I think if you never go to medical school and you know how to heal people and you know everything that a doctor knows, you should be able to just walk in, take the test, know what they know. And if you know it better than them, then they should all have to stop till they learn what you know. See, for example, the idea that Eastern medicine has to prove itself to Western medicine, pisses me off. And I got news for you. I'm real good at acupuncture. I mean, I grew up with it. It's a natural thing. I didn't know everybody didn't do that either. I was in Chinatown. Everybody did it. Right? I don't use the needles anymore because I find them unnecessary. Because we have technological things. I saw a client before I came out here who had seen many other neurolinguistic programmers, and they charged him a lot of money, and none of them had gotten any results. All the guy wanted to do is to gain some weight. Right? I mean, the guy's really tall, and he's really skinny. And when he walked in, he looked really unhealthy. Now, I could hypnotize him. I could do a lot of things. But the first thing I did is I went and got some herbs and an acupuncture. I couldn't get them all because you're not allowed to now. You have to get a, you have to have a prescription to get comfrey tea. I mean, get in the U.S. Tell me what is going on, Mistress Hillary. Right? But they better keep her out of my reach, man, because I'll tell you who's going to end up with a whip in that case. You know, she's going to be crawling back to Bill going, Bill, we have to change a few things. You know the Constitution? Let's adhere to it. See, he actually came out on TV and said that he felt, until people felt safe, that, you know, any other right didn't count. Oh, you mean they can break into our homes and steal everything we have just to find out if we have something that might be used for a crime? Like a coffee table? You know, you can use those. You can kill people with a coffee table. Again, drive by in a pickup truck, hit them about 60 miles an hour. It makes a pretty good weapon. All right, no more coffee tables. Comfrey tea? Comfrey tea? Comfrey grows all over the place. What are they going to do now? Dig it up all over the place? All right. We're having you. You know that stuff growing out by the faucet by the side of your house? You know what that is? You go, there's marijuana. They'll go, no, we have marijuana. We don't care about that. You got herbs, mint tea, vegetables. That's a vegetable garden out there. We see the volunteer tomatoes. Tomatoes have been proven to improve your health chemically. Do you have a prescription for those? What do you think? You have to get a prescription to eat lunch. But, uh-oh. You know what's really good? Oxygen. Hey, you got a permit for that? Hold your breath. Nobody is entitled to take away your basic rights. The most basic right you have is to feel good physically and to feel good inside yourself. Bad shit happened to you, yeah. Well, you know what? Once was enough. This is your planet. In fact, this is your damn solar system as much as anybody else's. And when people start telling you, yeah, okay, we can't drive too fast and run through red lights, we'll kill each other. Well, that's just an acknowledgement that it belongs to both of us. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't be able to make choices about how we're going to feel. You don't have to feel bad, right? And somebody walks up to you and goes, hey, you, baldy, right? When they say that to you, I go, hey, you know, I can go like this, and I may have no hair, but when you go like this, you ain't got no brains. Hey, anybody who that's the best they can do to feel bad, do what I do. Say inside your head, God, I'm glad I'm not them. Oh, God. And I look at him and I go up and I shake. I go, thank you, thank you, thank you. I feel so good. Oh, my God. I never have to be you. Because imagine what they must do to themselves. They're walking down the street, these guys. I like it because they have to walk like this because it makes you tougher if you walk like this. Look at you and they go, see, I got this for years. You queer. Right? You know, it's a good thing to say to a guy that's a fifth degree black belt. I was small, had long hair, but every guy in my band, we all met in a dojo. It's true. This is true. So we all met in the dojo. And we thought, well, gee whiz, you know, we went back and one guy had a piano, you know, and we fooled around and we thought, you know, gee, maybe every day after we get done doing this, we'll play a few songs. Maybe someday we could be in a band, you know. And the next thing you know, we were a band who never went near the dojo and a karate teacher chasing us around trying to kill us. Right? Well, we discovered that, you know, got more chicks playing music than you did doing karate. However, it did come in handy those days when those guys came in and they walked up and they went, you bunch of fucking long-haired queers. Five guys, all at least a second-degree black belt or higher. And one of them, the bass player, ripped a car door off a Camaro once when he lost his temper. And his father and I looked at each other and his dad said, take the car. And I nodded, you know. This guy, Jim, man, he was something else. And I saw Jim one time take this. When microphone stands used to be steel, right? There was a guy in the audience who came up and started pulling this shit, and there two guys walked up behind him, and Jim took his bass off like this, took the microphone stand and went, turned it like this, right, like that, and then he went, oh, shit, that's our microphone stand. And went like this and straightened it out and set it like that and got the one on the other side of the stage that belonged to the club, right? And the guys looked like this, and they went like this, and the guy went over, and he felt it like this. This is solid steel, right? The other one over there started to bend. It snapped, right? I still looked at this one. I know why this one, because I used to stick it up the muffler pipe when we drove, and there was no room, and it heated it up and made it so it was a little weaker, you know. But I didn't have any other place to put it. I used to like to heat it up. But when we stopped at truck stops, then I just take a glove, and you go like this, and the truck drivers get out of the way. You know, I was the kind of guy that even if I could fight, there were always easier ways. For example, I loved mace when it first came out because nobody knew what it was. Now, they told you to spray it in people's eyes, but that's not where you spray it. You spray it on their crotch because it burns so much they have to take their pants off. And there is nothing like a 6'2" guy trying to be tough with his pecker hanging out. You know, there's just something. They can get that fear out of their eyes. That's never worked that good. But there's something about when you have to take your pants off because they feel like they're on fire. And then you walk back out in your undershorts and go, okay, now we're going to do it. And you go, and do it again. They go, what is that stuff anyway? And I go, here, have a drink. See, to me, it's not worth fighting about with other people or yourself. What you do is you just always outclass it. And it becomes very easy when you feel good. When you came up here and you had to keep track of all that stuff, tomorrow it's going to seem like nothing. When I say plant yourself, you're not going to be doing this. You're going to just plant yourself. Go, okay, I'm here. Right? And then do the next thing, one at a time. You do everything piece by piece and do it very well. Move or talk. Move or talk. Start transcribing tomorrow or you'll discover deadlines creep up on you very quickly. Make the decision tonight. Pick what it is. Transcribe together because do it during lunch. I don't want you wasting your time just eating. You have things to learn. And make sure you all listen to the same thing and then come and find out if you transcribe the same lines. Do 3 or 4 lines, come back if they're not the same. Maybe you can hear more. Because you will discover there's a lot more inside of communication than you would ever expect. Because you, like me, want the best for life. And then they'll, like you, do the right thing. Okay, good night. Go out. Have fun before you work. Must start in a good state and have fun.